Chapter 10. Drinking and Driving. A. Effect of alcohol and other drugs on the body. Alcohol is by far the greatest hazard for a driver. In Rhode Island, the legal drinking age is 21. Drunk drivers cause more than half of the collisions in which somebody is killed. More than 25,000 people die each year in alcohol-related collisions in the United States. 5,000 are teenagers. If you drink, even just a little, your chances of a collision are 7 times greater than if you don't drink. Alcohol reaches your brain in seconds, affecting it before any other part of the body. Upon reaching the brain, alcohol affects first the control of your judgment and skill. Alcohol will affect your ability to estimate distance, depth perception, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles, as well as reducing your ability to handle your own vehicle. Alcohol slows you down. It doesn't pep you up. It slows down normal reflexes, interferes with judgment, and reduces alertness and vision. Some people appear stimulated after drinking. This is because the alcohol has caused a loss of caution and self-control. A 12-ounce container of beer, a 4-5-ounce glass of wine, and a 1-1.5-ounce shot of hard liquor have about the same amount of alcohol. Any amount of alcohol can affect you differently at different times. For example, drinking on an empty stomach will affect the body faster than drinking after eating. Alcohol's effects are greater when you are taking medicine or are tired. After drinking, there is nothing that will reduce the effects of alcohol except time. Coffee, food, fresh air, or exercise might wake an intoxicated person up, but it will not sober them up. Alcohol is burned up by the liver at a set rate and eliminated through the kidneys and lungs. Almost any drug can affect your driving skill. Here are a few things to keep in mind. 1. Most drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, allergy, or to calm nerves can make you drowsy and can affect your control of a motor vehicle. 2. When taking prescription medicine, it is important to ask your doctor about any possible side effects which relate to driving. 3. Even though pep pills, uppers, and diet pills can make you alert for a short time, later they can make you nervous, dizzy, and unable to concentrate. They can also affect your vision. When they wear off, they can cause the opposite effect, making you tired and less attentive. 4. Tranquilizers or sedatives make you drowsy and make driving very dangerous, especially when mixed with alcohol. 5. Studies have shown that people who drive after smoking marijuana make more mistakes and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. These drivers also have more trouble adjusting to headlight glare. It is also illegal to smoke marijuana. 6. Dangerous types of drugs can be obtained illegally. LSD, cocaine, and heroin are examples. They make users unaware or indifferent to their surroundings and unable to drive a motor vehicle safely. 7. Many drugs, both legal and illegal, have unexpected effects when they are taken with alcohol. Alcohol and other drugs should never be used at the same time. Combining alcohol with another drug can cause a synergistic, additive effect, whereby the effects are multiplied. Not only does this pose a serious hazard to your health, but also it can have a disastrous effect on your ability to drive. One drink taken when you are also taking another drug, even a simple allergy or cold remedy, could have the same effect on your driving ability as having several alcoholic beverages. Even worse, it could kill you. B. Blood alcohol concentration. The blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is the ratio of alcohol to blood, to body weight, present in the bloodstream at any given time. In Rhode Island, the BAC level is evidence that you are legally intoxicated or unfit to drive. The current BAC level set by law in Rhode Island is different for different ages. Any person of any age with a BAC of 0.08% or more is intoxicated and will be charged with drunk driving, driving under the influence, DUI. Any person under the age of 21 with a BAC of 0.02% but less than 0.08% is impaired and will be charged with driving while impaired, DWI. When alcohol enters your stomach, it goes into your blood and to all parts of your body. Your BAC depends on several factors. 1. How much alcohol you have had to drink. 2. How much you weigh. 3. How much food you ate before drinking. 4. How much time you have been drinking. 5. The speed at which your body processes the alcohol in your system, which is different for each person. C. Implied consent. Implied consent means that any person who drives a motor vehicle in Rhode Island has given consent to a chemical, breathalyzer blood urine, test to determine the amount of alcohol, drug, if any, in his, her blood if arrested for suspected driving while intoxicated, DWI. When test results show a BAC in excess of 0.05% but less than 0.08%, drivers 21 years of age or older can be convicted of DWI if there is other evidence that the driver was driving under the influence of alcohol. If your BAC is 0.08% or more, it is evident by itself that the driver was intoxicated at the time of the test. A driver may be convicted of DWI, however, if the officer convinces the court that your ability to drive was affected by the alcohol, drug, even if you were not given a chemical test. D. Refusal to take the breathalyzer test. If you refuse to take a chemical test, your license will be suspended for a minimum of 6 months. You are also subject to a fine, a highway safety assessment, public community service, and drunk driving school and/or referral to an alcohol treatment program. RIGL 389, Transportation of Alcoholic Beverages by Underage Persons. Any person who has not reached his or her 21st birthday and who operates a motor vehicle upon the public highways, except when accompanied by a parent or legal guardian, and knowingly having liquor or intoxicating beverages in any form in containers, opened or unopened, in any part of the vehicle, shall have his, her license suspended or his, her right to operate a motor vehicle denied for a period of not more than 30 days by the administrator of the Division of Motor Vehicles. This section does not apply to persons between the ages of 16 and 21 who are transporting unopened alcoholic beverages in the course of their employment. RIGL 8 March 10, Possession of Beverage by Underage Persons. Any person who has not reached his or her 21st birthday and has in his or her possession any alcoholic type beverage as defined in this title shall be fined $150 to $750 for the first offense, $300 to $750 for the second offense, and $450 to $750 for the third or subsequent offense. In addition, any person who violates this section may be required to perform community service and shall be subject to a minimum 60-day suspension of his or her driver's license, and upon a second offense may be ordered to undergo a substance abuse assessment by a licensed substance abuse professional.